We still haven't flipped a coin yet. So I think we should flip a coin live on the podcast. So Kyle is going to get his laptop right now.
Mm-hmm. It's not a real coin. It's a coin on a computer.
It is a digital coin. Isn't that so fitting for today?
It is. Like we can't even use a real coin.
Right, right.
It's crazy.
It's probably why the penny has died. Yeah. The penny went extinct earlier last year.
Yeah, and but they're still in circulation.
They're still in circulation, but yes. But
at some point, it'll be long gone. Save your pennies. They'll be worth some money someday.
They stopped producing them, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The penny?
Yeah, we were just talking about how fitting it is that we don't even use a real coin for our daily coin flip.
We would lose that coin.
Well, yes.
So quickly.
That is true. I lose pens every single day. And then now here's a day, like literally, I have three pens in front of me.
Oh, you're the one that takes
No, I'm not taking any pens.
The
They're just showing up. I'm not literally doing anything.
Yeah. Always going and trying to get new pens.
It's like a bank robber being like, I don't know where all this money came from. Okay. It just all of a sudden showed up here. Yeah, it adds up. Melissa, you're calling the coin flip today.
I'm calling the coin flip. How about I do Connecticut Tails?
And would you like to burn Austin?
Austin.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody's going to experience what we get to experience every time Melissa wins a coin flip. A Melissa burn.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad people get to witness this.
They're absolutely, I cannot burn.
She is the worst at coming up with burns.
I don't. I'm not a burner.
On the spot.
I'm not the burning type of person you guys are.
What's the opposite of an arsonist? That's what Melissa is.
Yeah. a fartsonist.
Fartsonist is really good. That's actually somebody who lights their farts on fire.
Yeah.
They're addicted to it.
That's my ex. He used to do that all the time.
Shut up. Jim?
Lights?
No.
Oh.
Porter's dad.
Oh.
I don't see why you ever broke up. Sounds like he's...
He sounds awesome.
Yeah.
The more you tell us about him, the more you know awesome what? He comes across.
He tells you to snowblow your own driveway and then lights his farts on fire?
Yeah.
Sounds
Classic.
Like the guy I want to hang with.
Does he? You can have him.
Okay, so Connecticut Tales. You got to burn Austin.
Oh, right. The burn. Let's see. The only thing...
This is in real time, by the way.
Stop it. I'm not... You know what? I don't have the mind of being cruel.
No, I think it's the mind of being witty.
No. Cruel. Because only cruel people can be mean like that.
Is she saying cool? Because it sounds to me like she's saying cool.
I hear...
She's like, I'm not as cool as you.
Yeah, I did hear cool.
I said cruel.
It's weird how you're enunciating cool, but hey, do you? Kid.
Yeah, and I'm and you're not cool either.
Yeah, Cruella DeVille. Am I right, guys? Anyway,
all right, Mel.
Burn Austin.
Burn me.
Okay, you smell.
I got him.
Got him. Wow.
See,
okay. There you go.
I'm really fast. Quick.
Yeah, you are.
See
fast.
See how fast I came up with that?
Yeah, it's my mom told me to stay away from girls like you in high school.
Connecticut Tales.
That would tell you that you stink.
No, fast girls.
Oh.
Connecticut Tales?
Yes. Connecticut Tales.
Oh, and then Kyle does this where he knows the winner.
He never used to.
And he goes all Ryan Seacrest with it. It's like, well, I'll tell you the winner after this commercial break.
I just, you guys don't understand the limited amount of power that I have in my job, because the amount of times I tell you guys to do things and then get things like,
why do you need power?
Up your butt.
Or
you smell, or we'll do it later. This is the only time I get to enjoy this job.
So you're soaking in the power of it.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, everyone's anxiously waiting.
And they'll be waiting a little bit longer right after this.
Doom, doom,
oh,
doom,
there
doom,
it
doom,
is.
America, get your votes in.
Suck a butt, Melissa.
All right.
Oh,
Team
man.
Austin.
Yeah.
Team Austin back.
Yeah, only cruel people celebrate like that. Not cool, cruel.
See, hey, I'm not hearing a difference between those two words.
Yes,
only cool people celebrate like that.
You're not allowed to talk to Austin.
Yeah,
like
you're
that.
Not allowed to talk to me. New rule.
Yeah,
or
does
sorry,
that mean
new,
I don't have
cruel.
To be here tomorrow?
New cruel is good.
Yeah.
I don't have to be here tomorrow then?
Nope, nope. Actually, you got to. Austin.
You have to do
have
both
to
parts
here.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
you have
Austin
to be Melissa and Austin. I got the day off.
I don't make the rules.
Wow, make my job even easier. Hello.
To do two parts?
Yeah, or your part.
Okay.
What? Now I can't burn anybody?
Not anymore.
Not
it's
anymore.
A Team Austin.
What?
Team
you
Austin
just look
day.
At me.
You had time to burn someone.
We designated.
Gave you an extended, in fact, the first 25 minutes of this podcast was you trying to come up with a burn against me.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
We actually ran out of data to post this podcast.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
Apple called us and said, we don't have enough storage capacity on our cloud servers to carry this podcast.
And they
so
said,
you're going to have to edit it.
They also said, why is there a worm in me? That's an Apple.
That was a
joke.
Different Apple. That was a different
Apple.
Oh, no,
that
yeah.
was the other Apple.
That was an actual Apple that called. Yeah.
My bad. Yeah. Then I got a call that said, hey, you're breaking my balls.
No, that was the big Apple that called.
Yeah. My bad.
But you love apples.
Melissa,
grow up.
Will you stop?
You gotta knock it off.
Guys, stop
Melissa,
it.
I cannot.
I just,
even.
Well, can I, we're all just trying to have a good
time. We're trying to have a good time making apple puns.
Yeah, and then we got.
And then we got freaking Johnny Appleseed over here.
Oh my gosh, I got a call from him too. He said, hey, I'm spreading some seed everywhere.
Oh my God.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what Johnny
that
Appleseed did.
That sounded dirty.
It did sound dirty.
Yeah,
that was actually.
Hey, Melissa, sidebar?
Sidebar?
What? Is
hey, hey guys, what are you sidebarred? What are you guys sidebarred about?
There's a pervert sitting right next to
what,
me.
What? Johnny Appleseed called you guys too?
Johnny yeah. Apple sick over yeah, there. Jeez.
Johnny Appleseed real?
I don't think so. Is it? I think he's like Paul Bunyan.
No.
What?
The guy who's Johnny Appleseed, John Chapman.
No, stop it.
Better known as Johnny Appleseed, was an American pioneer.
Can you just do that if your last name's Chapman? Just be like,
hey, Kyle,
my last
sidebar?
Name's Appleseed now?
Kyle, sidebar.
Hey, wait, no.
Yep, sidebar.
Austin doesn't know his history. Man. That makes him really stupid.
Yes, I'm upset though.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
So, but
that's
it's like,
so wild.
I wouldn't want to actually say that to his
family. I know,
Melissa.
That'd be so rude.
Hey,
know,
Melissa.
So rude.
But I won't
since you're the history buff
right
on this show, okay.
Hey,
tell me.
Good sidebar.
Hey,
yeah.
Melissa.
Hey, why?
Tell me one thing about Johnny Appleseed.
I'm not, that his name is spelled Johnny Appleseed.
That's how you spell it?
Yep.
You
technically,
spell it the way you pronounce it?
First of all, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't you know how that's how it works, Kyle?
Nope. Don't I've you watched the spelling bee most times, and the kid can't just walk up and just say the word and walk away.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get caught in your trap, Austin. Not going to get caught in your trap.
Melissa's in a spelling bee, and they're like, spell supercalifragilistic. And she's like, okay. It is spelled supercalifragilistic.
Ding.
What?
Lady?
I'm not
I spelled
wrong.
It.
Not
I spelled
wrong.
It.
You did not say a letter. I got a letter for you right here. And then she flicks them off. We're like, yeah. Oh, Mal.
They're like, Mal.
Grow up.
You're also too old to be in this fifth grade spelling bee. What is this lady doing here?
Spelling bee.
In 1819, Chapman was nearly killed in an accident in Ohio. One morning, that was loud. One morning, he was picking his crops in a tree when he fell and caught his neck in the fork of the branches.
What?
Shortly after he fell, 8-year-old John White. Also, everybody just named John? Come on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone in history was named John. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John White found him struggling. White cut the tree down, saving Chapman's life.
Oh. John in the 1700s is like Caden or Aiden today.
Ugh. Don't like those names.
John is still popular right now. I feel like kids still get named John.
Oh, yeah? Name a John.
Ooh.
I don't know any babies.
Wow.
Mel
hates
you
babies.
Know? You.
Oh, yeah. I heard it here.
That's weird because you act like one every day.
Hey!
Ba-da-bang! I know a John. Sat on one just a minute ago.
Ew.
What?
That's an HR violation.
No. It wasn't our coworker, John.
Oh, I thought it was our sales guy named John.
No.
Ew, God.
What?
What?
I'm saying it was disgusting
it
that he was doing
Mel.
It.
Get those thoughts out of your mind.
Grow up.
Something seriously wrong with you.
Who's wrong with me?
There's something wrong with you.
Oh.
Not who's wrong.
So with
you.
Me, not me. I'm not the one that's wrong, but something wrong is with me.
Mm. No, something is wrong. Mm.
So that's just I'm an accomplice to something wrong.
No, that's super weird.
I would get a lesser sentence in court.
I've watched Law & Order SVU. He's technically not wrong.
Why have you been hanging on to three pens?
Why
this
haven't
entire
you, Mel?
Time?
You know, that's what we should be asking.
Good question.
Thank
like
you.
Literally, who has ever just sitting there talking with three pens in their hand?
Well, you know the only thing better than two pens. Three pens. Look, I have a pen.
None
for
the
each
richer.
Of us. I have a. That's six pens.
Close enough.
Damn it, Mel. I wanted to hate that joke, but I love it.
Thank you.
I love that joke. Damn it. I'm kind of annoyed. It's a good joke.
Thank you.
Do you know the wife of, or the lead singer of Sixpence None the Richer, married to Stephen Wilson Jr.?
Hmm.
How about that?
Oh, God. What doesn't that guy do?
Right? Stephen Wilson Jr., Stephen Wilson Jr.,
he's
I feel like...
He's having a huge moment right now, too.
We're lucky to have Stephen Wilson Jr.
Yeah.
Because this is a guy that is... He could do, and really already has, done any other job in America.
Mm-hmm.
And he is gracing us with his talents of making really great music.
And he can only be a musician with that haircut. It's a wild haircut.
It
and
is
that's
a, wild.
A great. Well,
it's a very unique look for him, though. I mean, it makes him stand out.
Or a Stephen King impersonator. Kind of looks like Stephen King.
Does kind of look like Stephen
with
King.
The glasses.
It's mm-hmm. a good point.
Maybe, yeah, a younger Stephen King.
Clearly. I'll throw in one more job that can have that hairstyle.
Let's hear it.
Scientist, which he once was.
Mm.
You know, like you put a lab coat on him, you're like, yeah, he's a scientist.
It's kind of funny because he looks more like a scientist than he does.
A singer?
Musician, mm. like a singer.
I'll say he looks more like a scientist than he does a country singer. Because he looks like he was a lead singer of an emo band in the late aughts.
But he doesn't, his face and his hair looks like a scientist. Like you put those two things, face and hair together. To me, he does not look like a singer.
Yeah.
Mm. I got a question. This is a completely off topic. What does the phrase "a butt that won't quit" mean?
A butt? That word that come from?
Very on topic. And why was it right after our Stephen Wilson Jr. discussion?
Great question. Not because of Stephen Wilson Jr. Possibly has a butt that won't quit.
I've never looked.
I was just thinking about it today as like, what's a very funny thing to say to somebody? And I thought of, you know, that you got a butt that won't quit. And then I was trying to figure out, what does that mean?
I think it means it's just like a bodacious butt.
But what does that mean? Like, what isn't it quitting? What do butts normally quit?
Ooh.
I think it's a butt that doesn't quit looking good.
That's, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Or like being big.
Okay.
Doesn't quit eating.
Hey.
That's how you get big.
Hey, quick sidebar, Melissa.
Yeah, what's up?
God, what is he talking about? He is falling apart at the seams.
Like a mess, but hey, that's what you get when you're in here with him every day.
He doesn't have a butt that won't quit.
What are you guys sidebarring about over there?
That's wild. Okay, perfect.
He has a butt that like quit yesterday.
Yeah.
Hang on. Hang on. You put your hand down, so I saw what you said there. Okay.
What are you, a lip reader?
A butt
now?
That no, I put you put your hand down, and I heard you, and I saw what you said. You said. I look like I have a butt that quit yesterday.
Yeah.
I'll have you know.
That's what I said.
I'll have you know that this butt hasn't quit since high school.
Oh, God.
When
here
Lacey
we go.
Wade,
this is such, nope.
A cheerleader, a senior cheerleader on the cheerleading squad at Brentwood High School, she said,
"Let's
she
find
told,
this Lacey
she told
I, I'm all in on this.
When I was a junior, on the football team, she told another cheerleader that was friends with me, that I had the best butt on the entire football
team.
And they know. They're like experts in butts because they face our butts the entire game on the sideline. They're on the track. We're on the sideline.
Let's say this. Let's get Lacey on.
We can track her down. Let's go find her.
Good luck finding her.
I mean, if only we knew like people from your past that like we've gotten on the show before to roast you who possibly know people from your high school.
They don't know.
Hmm. Oh, yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be the judge of that. And maybe we get a hold of Lacey.
She's not going to remember saying it.
Oh, here we go.
She never said it. But
if you have the best butt on the football team, you think she's going to forget that?
I guarantee you. I guarantee you the people that told me would probably remember it. Maybe.
That's not the same.
That's not the same.
They could have just been saying that.
Yeah.
Just to like mess with you.
Just like how we tell Mel. All right. She's talented every morning.
Fine.
That was a burn on Mel.
That was a burn on Mel. That was a good burn on Mel. Fine. If you can track down Lacey Wade, we'll get her on the show and we will talk. We will ask her, hey, did I have a good butt in high school?
No.
No, no, no.
And then
and see what she says. Best butt on the football
and
team.
Then we will, and then we will ask that.
You have, no, yes. You have to ask the question that you said.
Yes.
That she said.
Yes.
Way back in, was that high school or college?
It was high school.
High school.
Brentwood High School.
Brentwood
go
high
Bruins.
School.
God bless and go Bruins.
All right. What year was that?
I'm not giving you any more details. You guys can figure it out on your own, you investigators.
He graduated in 2005, so.
Oh. You butt investigators. Hey, you're just a bunch of butt investigators.
More like
poo.
More, yeah, more like PI, more like PU.
Folks.